Welcome to our AI podcast. Here are the news of the day. Here's an interesting headline. I'm a longtime YouTube video producer. These three AI tools help me do it better and faster. Let me summarize this. Unfortunately, the article information is not included in your query. However, I'll provide you with the following instructions based on the given text in the query. If you provide me the relevant section of the article that mentions, "I'm a longtime YouTube video producer, these three AI tools help me do it better and faster," I can summarize the main points about the AI tools used by the producer in approximately 5 sentences or less. This just in, small but mighty, H2O.ai is new AI models challenge tech giants in document analysis. In short, H2O.ai, a leading AI company, has released 2 new AI models, the H2OVL Mississippi 0.8B and the H2OVL Mississippi 2B, that challenge the dominance of tech giants in document analysis. The 800 million parameter H2OVL Mississippi 0.8B model outperformed larger models with billions more parameters on the OCR bench text recognition task, demonstrating the power of smaller specialized AI models. Meanwhile, the 2 billion parameter H2OVL Mississippi 2B model showed strong general performance across various vision language benchmarks. H2O.ai aims to make AI technology more accessible by providing these efficient, cost-effective models that can be easily fine-tuned for specific document-related tasks, potentially disrupting the current landscape dominated by larger tech companies. This just in, Apple could integrate ChatGPT with Siri sooner than expected, as it has already started working on advanced AI capabilities for text and image generation. Briefly, here's a summary of the article in 5 sentences. Apple has started working on integrating ChatGPT with Siri, allowing it to generate text and images in response to complex queries. While the feature won't be available in the initial iOS 18 update, it is expected to arrive with the release of iOS 18.2, iPadOS 18.2, and macOS 15.2 later this year. The integration will enable Siri to request answers from ChatGPT if it cannot provide a relevant response itself. This addition aims to compensate for Siri's limitations in handling complex queries. The feature is currently in testing and will require user permission before seeking answers from ChatGPT. Check out this news. Why AI is going nuclear, briefly. In 2024, major tech companies like Microsoft, Google, and Amazon are investing in nuclear power, due to its potential to meet the high energy demands of AI data centers while helping them meet climate goals. These companies' leaders in cloud computing and AI are turning to smaller modular nuclear reactors that offer flexibility and safety by minimizing failure risks. Edward Key from Nuclear Economics Consulting Group highlights that AI model training consumes significant energy and relying on fossil fuels conflicts with tech firms' zero carbon targets. This shift is motivated by the need for clean and reliable energy, as renewable sources like solar and wind are inconsistent. The energy-intensive nature of developing AI models such as GPT-3, which consumed 1,287 megawatt-hours during training, emphasizes this necessity. Don't miss this headline. Midjourney plans to let anyone on the web edit images with AI briefly. The news article discusses Midjourney's plan to release a new AI tool that will allow anyone on the web to edit existing images. The upgraded tool will let users retexture objects in images and change their colors and details according to captions. However, the article also highlights the risks of releasing such editing tools without adequate safeguards, as they could facilitate copyright infringement and the spread of misleading deepfakes. The article mentions that while there is no federal law criminalizing deepfakes in the US, some states have enacted statutes against AI-aided impersonation, with California's law being the most comprehensive.